Talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. We head to our sports line and we welcome to the program Coach Troy Allen of the Michigan Center Cardinals. Coach Allen, thank you for the time today. We do appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me. Really, I appreciate it on my end.
Well, let's talk about the season so far. I mean, you've got a bunch of wins and just one loss when you faced Addison. Did you think at the start of the season, did you think that you would be here sitting second in your conference right now?
Honest truth is I knew we had a good team. I was really hoping that last year we'd get an opportunity to play because I wanted my juniors that are now seniors to get that, you know, get some time in because, you know, we had very high expectations for this season. So, you know, I'd be lying if I said I didn't believe we would be, you know, we knew Addison was going to be a huge test. And we didn't get that one, but, you know, we were pretty confident that we could be in a spot that we're in as long as we could stay healthy. So, I think this is about where I anticipated us being and hoping we can keep things rolling.
So, a couple of the other games that you had this year, really one of the closest ones you had was the rivalry game with Napoleon, which really kind of set the stage to have some great success for the rest of the season for you. Tell us about that game a couple weeks back.
Yeah, I mean, I was super impressed with Napoleon. Defensively, I thought they were, you know, they had a great recipe for what we're doing. And you know, it was probably a little bit more challenging of a game than I anticipated coming in, but that's a testament to Napoleon's coaches and their players. But you know, anytime you have a game like that, I think the game before Manchester was another very tight one, where you know I think that shows some character in your team. We had it was a close battle with Addison and we didn't pull that one out. So I think it says a lot about the team and how they took the Addison game, being close, and were able to finish out two other games after that were very close. So, you know, it shows me the kids learned from some previous. And, you know, I think we had some adversity with some injuries, but I'm hoping that sets the tone moving forward after Napoleon. You know, we had played a lot better this last week, and, you know, hopefully we can start building that momentum to, you know, the postseason.
I know a lot of time coaches... We're talking with Coach Troy Allen from Michigan Center. I know a lot of time coaches don't like to bring out the crystal ball, but just consider the scenario. The first three games, you really weren't challenged that much. You blew out your opponents, and then you faced Addison. Let's just say Manchester and Napoleon, those games came up before you faced Addison, where you had a little bit of adversity. Do you think that Addison game could have been a little bit different if you had been challenged a little bit more before you faced Addison?
That's a great question. That's the what ifs, right?
And, yeah, it is.
I don't know. You know, I think the Addison game was kind of one of those who had the ball last. Yeah. We knew we have a very good defense. You know, we've given up 70 points this season. But a little over half of that was in that game. And the truth of the matter is with the style of play that Addison has, it's just one of those things where we have a bunch of athletes that can get to the ball fast. But when you have such an offense like that T that just is point of attack and push, it's not necessarily, it doesn't match our strength. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if we played them, you know, later in the season, earlier, I don't know what would have came of it, but I do know this, moving forward, we're going to see another T team at some point, and we better have learned from what happened at Addison if we have any plans of making a big run.
Tell us about some of the kids on your team. You know, here we are at the end of the season, and I know the seniors have just got to be elated to have had the season this year that they didn't have last year. So just tell us about some of the highlights, some of the kids that stand out, and some of the seniors on your team this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're very senior dominant. We have 23 seniors. And coming in, we knew that was going to be where our strength was going to be. I'd say our front line has been kind of the difference for us throughout this season. Logan Heath, who's a two-way starter for us, does a phenomenal job on defense, but is really a leader on our front of, you know, just kind of making sure that, you know, the scheme is proper for who to block. You know, Joe Atkins, our center, another two-way starter, you know, just put so much into the program. I mean, the kids are super close, and I think that brings out that competitive spirit amongst them in practice, which makes them that much better in a game. Jordan Birch is another lineman for us. You know, those are the three that we really have relied on. You know, it's kind of our core guard, center guard. And, you know, Jordan's a two-way starter. So, you know, those guys on both sides really set the tone, O and D line. And, you know, a fourth guy that unfortunately hasn't been able to play with us, but it was a kid I had up as a sophomore and played every game as a junior, was Chris Martin. Chris has had mono, and we've just kind of, it's been a battle all season, but, you know, poor kid hasn't had a chance to play all season, you know, coming off 2 years of starting as a sophomore and junior, and we have great news that he's actually going to be able to be back this week. So nice. We're super excited to get our fourth senior that's been, you know, huge piece to what we've been building over these last few years. You know, quarterback, Dalen Hinkle, he's a kid he's a dual sport soccer kid, and our soccer program's doing some amazing things. And then we steal those kids back to play some football with us. And just his leadership, his competitiveness has been, you know, second to none. He's, you know, he knows what to do in crucial situations, which I think is very calming for, you know, the rest of the offense when we're out there. And probably the guy that I want to make sure I touch on is Caden Hyland. Mm-hmm. Caden is, he was coined the term highlight from, some of our JTV, and, you know, he just kind of fits the bill. He's a kid I had up as a sophomore and, suffered two broken arms, you know, and I see him in the hallway. He can't play after his, second game of the season because he broke an arm, got cleared to play the next game, then broke the other arm. So I see him in the hallway walking with two casts trying to text somebody. And, you know, that kind of shows where he was at to where he is now, to where I think he's the most electric player in the county. Probably the best player that I've had an opportunity to coach when I look at offense and defense and just being a flat-out playmaker. Yeah. Strongest kid on our team, fastest kid on our team. And, you know, I think that we lean very heavy on him because he produces, you know, in big games, he's stepped up. We haven't, you know, we've had some games that we haven't put our best out there, but when it came to the end of the game, we knew who we had to get, the ball. Right. And, you know, he just makes things happen. And he's willing to put his team on his back in those kinds of situations. So, definitely glad we have him, as we move forward.
Well, it was great. It was great seeing you. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, you know, another kid just to mention is we had Dylan Villarreal. He is a young man, has been a senior linebacker for us. He got hurt in the Addison game. We've unfortunately in our program had five ACL injuries, and all of them have been to the left leg, which is really weird. But, you know, we're actually kind of hoping we're going to be able to pull him back, which would be a miracle. But, you know, he's visiting the doctor today to see if he can somehow find a way to play through that. But just kind of tells you the toughness of, you know, some of the players and just their will to be part of, you know, be there for their family and their team. So, you know, I wish we could have had Dylan these last few games, but if there's any opportunity for him to, you know, step up and help us moving forward, I think that would be an absolute blessing.
We had an opportunity to see your team in action quite a bit this season. We've had, what, three or four Michigan Center games on our schedule this year. We had a chance to see you at East Jackson. I personally had a chance to see you at East Jackson this past Friday. And probably the thing I was most impressed with, and you mentioned it in your comments, was your line. Your defensive line really was showing no mercy and was able to penetrate that offensive line at will this past Friday. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I tell you, my defensive coordinator, Nick Cass, he's you know, he's our gym teacher here, one of my really good friends, and just a football guy. And he just, you know, he's able to he gets absolutely everything he can out of each of our players on defense, and the kids just buy into him, whether it's, you know, a weight room workout or if it's just out there, you know, hey, just doing the best they can defensively. And, you know, he's got them playing well. I think at this point we've given up 70 points in, I think it's 8 games. And it's pretty, I don't know my numbers completely right there, but I think I'm pretty darn close. And that's just a testament to, you know, the game plan he puts together each week. And, yeah, those kids are, I tell you that, we've relied heavily on our defense this season because we've been able to score points. But there's been a few games where we have struggled offensively, and thank goodness for our defense to kind of save the day for us.
So the Cascades Big 8 crossover is this Friday, and you're going to be facing Reading. Tell us about what you need to do to prepare for Reading.
Well, they're a very hard-nosed team. And the thing that I look at with Reading, we've played them twice, I think, in the last 10 years, and they've both been extremely close football games. But, you know, I'll say fortunately the last time we played them was the year before they won a state championship, and I think we caught them just at the right time because they just weren't there quite yet. But we know what those two teams looked like after, you know, we played them that season with two state championships. And some of these kids on Reading's team really weren't part of that state championship, but what they're part of is the program and kind of like the legacy that's been put out there. Mm-hmm. So we know that they're going to be ready. They're going to come and you know, they're used to situations like this. So, you know, we're looking for this to be just a you know, very physical game, a game that I think will prepare both us and Reading for, you know, hopefully long playoff runs. And, you know, I just hopefully our defense can continue to do what they do. And then I think the biggest challenge will be, can our offense put up the points that are needed against a very challenging defense that Reading, you know, poses.
We're talking with Coach Troy Allen from Michigan Center. And, Coach, we certainly do appreciate the time today. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit of it with us, and good luck. Good luck this coming Friday.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for having me. Truly appreciate it.
This is Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.